Even in my wildest nightmares, I never imagined hearing those words coming from my mouth, yet they slipped out almost effortlessly, no stuttering or gagging. I can hardly stand to repeat them, especially on Purdue's public radio station, but here goes. Son, I'd say IU is the place for you. There, I said it. May Gene Cady have mercy on my soul. The sad thing is it's true. My oldest boy wants to be a high school band director, and IU's music school is one of the best there is. So after months of gathering recommendations, filling out applications, arranging appointments, and visiting Bloomington, he signed on the dotted line. Here in a few weeks, he'll be leaving home and moving down south. And while I've grudgingly accepted the idea of him going to IU, I haven't quite gotten used to that part about my firstborn child leaving home. I try not to think about it, but there are a lot of reminders, lots of lasts, things that we're doing for the last time that we've been doing ever since he was a kid, things that have pretty much defined our relationship. Now, to be honest, I'm not going to miss all of them, like hustling over to school to deliver the forgotten clarinet or lunch or research paper, or our nightly wars of attrition, the constant nagging to get him to practice his instrument, do his homework, walk the dog, or help clean the kitchen. Or worst of all, to clean his room. I have to admit, he won that battle. His mom and I have just declared it a demilitarized zone. He keeps the door closed, and we only force an excavation when it becomes a fire hazard. But most of those lasts will be hard to leave behind, like the traditional first day of school picture in front of the tree that we planted as a sapling 20 years ago, saying goodbye to him as he heads off to meet the bus in the morning, the impromptu football, baseball, and soccer games in the backyard, the sleepovers with his cousins at Grandma's house, with the junk food and the card games, and the bull sessions lasting until 3 a.m., eating cookies and drinking cider by the bonfire at the Christmas tree farm after finding the perfect, well, almost perfect, tree, watching him play in the Jeff High School marching band, where he found his inspiration to become a director, and especially going to Purdue football games. That's a tradition my dad started back in Bob Greasy's day. My son and I were lucky, and spoiled, to have started going when two great coaches were at the helm, Jack Mollenkopf and Joe Tiller. His first game was a spring scrimmage when he was probably 6 years old, a game entrenched in family lore after he discovered a treasure trove of peanuts left over from the last home game some 5 months before that he gleefully shoved into his mouth before I could stop him. Ironically, the last game we attended together was against IU. It was particularly memorable because we had an extra ticket, and he persuaded his girlfriend to come along, the first time in over a decade of going to games with my boys that that had happened. And as I thought about it, that's given me some hope that things might not be as bad as they seem. Yes, there are a lot of lasts, but there are also a lot of things that we'll be doing for the first time that'll help fill the void. Like seeing him walk through the door for the first time after being away at college, welcoming him home at Christmas to a house brimming with decorations, watching him catch up with his brothers on the goings-on at school and around the neighborhood, listening to them complain about their totally unreasonable parents, and seeing him experiencing his own firsts, like really understanding what family is all about, discovering what his brothers mean to him and what he means to them. And if we're really lucky, he might even appreciate his parents a bit more. Yeah, now I'm dreaming. And I'm sure that some of those lasts will somehow come up again. When he comes home, we'll still gripe at him about studying, practicing, drinking his milk, getting some exercise, and going to bed early. We'll still do all the nagging, the worrying, the beating our heads against the wall, all the things we've always done for him. In other words, the caring, the loving. That will never stop. Ever. Even when he comes home wearing cream and crimson.